Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The second baseman, Red Shandianst. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie James. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Kunz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal Kunz. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is called out on strikes. One out. Red Shandianst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandianst hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shandianst fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musial, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Hubbs goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is called out on strikes. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville strikes out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunz is called out on strikes. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landrum moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville misplays the ball. That's an error on Maxville. Landrum moves to third. Hubs moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of James. Banks reaches second base with a double. Landrum scores. Hubs scores. Williams moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman is walked intentionally. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 0 for 1 in the game. Shane D'Anst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shane D'Anst for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Tapp takes first base on ball 4. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kunz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville misplays the ball. That's an error on Maxville. Tapp moves to second. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Tap moves to third. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hubbs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0 for 1 in the game. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sawatzky for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James strikes out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxville hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxville moves to second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville misplays the ball. That's an error on Maxville. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Banks moves to third. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. That run is unearned. It's 4 to nothing, Cubs. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sawatzky for a passed ball. Rogers moves to second. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0 for 2 in the game. Shane Dienst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 2 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunz is 0 for 2 in the game. Kunz is called out on strikes. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landrum hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0 for 2 in the game. Sawatzki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Kunz covering, for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred Whitfield now playing first base. Bill White now playing right field. Julio Gatte now playing shortstop. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musial. Banks reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Cubs. Ed Botton now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-1, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Altman strikes out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tapp takes first base on ball 4. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunz is 0 for 3 in the game. Kunz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Doug Clemens pinch hits for Ed Botta. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 3 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clemens moves to second. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shane D'Anst hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-3 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koontz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens now playing left field. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landrum is hit by the pitch. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball towards center field. Flood makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Flood. Landrum moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Banks takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0-for-3 in the game. Sawatzki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boyer moves to second. One out. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Boyer scores. It's 7-2, Cubs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clemens hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.